Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. Today is World Refugee Day. Held every year on June 20th, this day commemorates the strength, courage, and perseverance of millions of refugees. Per the UN, this year, World Refugee Day also marks a key moment for the public to show support for families forced to flee. A spokeswoman for Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of Die Linke confirmed to RBB24 that the Berlin homeless newspaper Straßenfeger, or Street Sweeper, has been discontinued. The newspaper has been published for 24 years, and when the last issue will be published is not yet known. Sellers of street newspapers are among the poorest in Berlin. But not only homeless people are among them, but also Hartz IV recipients and immigrants. The market is highly competitive, and the proceeds are very low. The publishing association Straßenfeger, which was originally called MOB, has not yet officially declared its dissolution. For a few days, however, various media outlets in the city had already been speculating about the imminent end of the newspaper. The exact reasons are also not yet known. On Monday evening, the association officially decided on the end at a general meeting. There are currently three newspapers in Berlin which are offered for sale by homeless people in suburban and underground trains. In addition to the Street Sweeper, the Motz, which focuses on topics such as poverty, the housing shortage, and other social problems, and in addition, the art and culture magazine Stream was also temporarily sold on Berlin streets. The Straßenfeger is currently published every 3 weeks with a print run of 12,000 copies. From the €1.50 sales price, the salesperson may keep 90 cents. At the moment, around 300 people in Berlin live off earnings from selling the paper. The controversial horse-drawn carriages in the city of Berlin now have unrestricted access to the Brandenburg Gate in the long term. District Mayor Stefan von Dassel of the Green Party said on Monday that the Mitte District Office did not file an appeal against the decision of the administrative court, which would have probably been unsuccessful. Von Dassel told the German press agency, however, that the observance of animal protection should be increasingly controlled. At the beginning of April, a transport company successfully defended itself against the ban of the district office before the administrative court. In December, the authorities prohibited horse-drawn carriages from driving on Pariser Platz. The court ruled that there were, quote, serious doubts about the legality of the order, as a ban would not increase the safety of pedestrians. According to the accident statistics, there is no particular danger at the location. For a long time, there has been a dispute between animal rights activists and operators of the carriages. The Senate could not achieve a general ban in Berlin. Then, the district led by the Greens had tried to restrict the operation of the carriages. This has now failed. The alleged perpetrator of an anti-Semitic beating of a young man wearing a kippah in Prenzlauer Berg several months ago turned himself into police 2 days after the attack, probably because he was clearly visible on a video of the crime that was made public. He's been in custody ever since. The crime was filmed by the victim, an Israeli, and his companion, a German-Moroccan, as they both walked in broad daylight through Prenzlauer Berg. Today, the alleged assailant must answer to a youth court of the Tiergarten District Court. The public prosecutor's office accuses the 19-year-old Kanan S. of dangerous assault and insult. Knan S. is said to have shouted anti-Semitic slurs at the kippah wearer at first. When the two men asked him and his companion to leave them alone, the defendant is said to have pulled the belt out of his trousers and hit the Israeli, Adam A., at least 10 times, according to the public prosecutor's office. When Adam A. tried to follow the assailant, he is said to have struck the Israeli with a glass bottle. According to the prosecution, however, a witness was able to prevent the blow. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, the crime caused horror throughout Germany and sparked a discussion about anti-Semitism. After the attack, the president of the Central Council of Jews in Germany, Josef Schuster, warned Jews against showing up publicly in big cities like Berlin wearing a kippah. Politicians also condemned the incident. After years of discussion, the Senate decided yesterday that the new building of the Central and State Library of Berlin, or the ZLB, is to be built in Kreuzberg, directly next to the America Gedenkbibliothek, or the American Memorial Library. Culture Senator Klaus Lederer from the Left Party justified the choice above all with the high acceptance of the location, the ideal traffic connection, and also the fact that the American Memorial Library will not have to be moved to a different location to be integrated into the ZLB. Construction could begin in 2026. However, the financing still needs to be clarified. The original maximum cost of construction was 270 million euros. By 2016, it had already been 360 million euros. Meanwhile, construction prices in the capital, among other things, have risen significantly. Since reunification, the search has been on for a location that would fit the entire Berlin Central and State Library. With more than 3.6 million visitors, the former Central and State Library is Berlin's most visited cultural institution, and, together with the America Gedenkbibliothek, the Berliner Stadtbibliothek, and large off-site storage, is spread over three locations. If you have to do interdisciplinary research, you sometimes have to commute between the buildings. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.